Hey everybody, this week on All Things Fishing, we will be talking about building a fishing kit for under $50. This week on All Things Fishing, we will go over all the things to put in a kit for under 50 bucks. We'll go over the exact brands, the color, the weight, and the prices of each individual thing in this kit, and it's all going to be under 50 bucks. Hey everybody, this week on All Things Fishing, like I said in the introduction, we will be talking about making a beginner fishing kit for under 50 bucks. Before we start the episode for today, I am really excited to be recording an episode, relatively soon to when the episode will be coming out. And yeah, it's been a while. The last few episodes you guys have listened to have been like pre-recorded, like for the past month they've been. And what we were doing while you guys were listening to those, we were, like I said in the first episode of those lure series, we were at the ocean, at the beach. I was catching fish. I can now say that I've caught a shark. We were surf fishing, I guess you could call it beach fishing, really. But it was not a very big shark, just like smooth dogfish or smooth sand shark. And just like maybe 20 inches, so not a super like big for like if it were a bass, it'd be a big fish, but not super, obviously really really tiny for sharks. But now I can say I caught a shark, so yeah. Also, next up for how fishing has been going the past few weeks, I was fishing a couple days ago at like we're back at our house, normal house. I was fishing at one of my normal catfish spots, and all of a sudden this monster just takes the bait I was fishing with, cut up hot dogs soaked in Jell-O, just like cut up hot dogs put into a Ziploc bag essentially, but then just soaked in Jell-O, and like inside that Ziploc bag you also pour like that Jell-O powder, and you just soak it in there, you let it sit for an hour and a half basically, and it is very good bait. It catches fish. But I caught my personal best catfish a couple days ago, and it was just under 12 pounds, or like really just under being twice as big as the one that broke my little Zebco 404, the first rod I ever got. So it was 11 pounds, 5 ounces. I was very, very, very excited about that. It was a monster fish. Like, for where I fish, that is a very, very big fish. That's an unusual, it's not a common fish that you're going to catch. Obviously, for some other people, that is a very tiny catfish. You can catch like 50-pound catfish on some lakes, and that's like just like a normal day. I wish I lived there, but yeah. So 12-pound catfish. I'm calling it 12 pounds, but caught on hot dogs soaked in Jell-O. So first up, I'm gonna jump right into this list here. This list is going to be good for really. Either a complete beginner, just like someone who's never fished before, if you've never fished before, or like you just like you know how to fish, but you like you never had your own tackle. This will be a great kit for that. But then also it'll be a good kit for just like this could be your truck box. Like you could buy a tray, put all this stuff in there, and you could throw this in your truck and you could just leave it there, and you will be set for wherever you might happen to want to fish while you're driving. So first up on this list is. 36 ounce, like, because obviously you need a place to put this. I'm assuming if you're like new fisherman, you don't have any place to put this tackle, so you need somewhere to organize it. So it's gonna be if you're getting a tackle tray, like a tray, you're gonna want a 3600 size. That's for Plano, and then if you're getting a Flambeau one, 4000 series, so 4007. Those are both exactly the same like size, like the same dimensions, but they're just from different companies, so they're named. The sizes are named different thing. Like the 3600 is from Plano Stowaway size, and then from Flambeau, the 4007 size is from Flambeau. So that's if you want. That's if you're getting tackle trays. I'll talk about that in a minute here. But if you're getting a tackle box, then you're gonna want just a really cheap Flambeau like one or two tray box. So that's for if you're getting a tackle box, but then really you're going to want a tackle tray for this stuff, because if you're somebody who knows you like fishing, or if you're somebody who's getting into fishing, but you're pretty sure you will keep fishing, you will be a continual fisherman. Then it will be good to just get they're cheaper too, but it'll be good to just get one tackle tray to start off with. You can put all the stuff in there. And then what's good about tackle trays is that they're really expandable because they're like $5 for like a really like one of the cheapest like Flambeau ones. Like $5, really $4.50. You can buy a new one if like your first one is getting too crowded. You can just buy like 8 of them and you will not have like you won't have the tackle to fill all 8 of them at once. But like for me, I'm gonna make this the switch from tackle box to tackle trays. I'm gonna put all my eventually. Pretty soon, I'll be putting all my tackle and tackle trays, and it's just a big upgrade. It's really because I accumulate tackle much faster than I thought I ever would, because I went from basically having like the tiniest tackle box you can get, like a really tiny like kids Flambeau one tray box. I went from having that completely empty to having basically the biggest tackle box you can buy. So, really, and like that the big tackle box is already getting pretty crowded. So once I switch to all tackle trays for my tackle, then I can just like buy another one. I can like continually buy more tackle trays and still use all of them. Whereas if you were using a tackle box, you have to like buy and to put all your stuff in at once. You have to buy basically like for me, I'd have to buy a new tackle box every couple months. And eventually, like I really like I'm already up. I have the biggest tackle box you can get. So I kind of like to put any more stuff to bring any more stuff with me. I have to bring a like 8 or 9 tackle trays. That's it for tackle trays. Next up is Ozark Trail 6-inch carbon steel pliers. So pliers are a very important thing, very very important. Some nice ones will have spring assist, so it's kind of like basically it'll be like you pinch it down, and it'll like the pliers will push themselves back open. That's very nice, but if you're on a budget, if you're on a $50 budget, you're gonna have to get some cheaper ones. So this is an Ozark Trail 6-inch carbon steel pliers. You're gonna get one of them, obviously. You don't need multiple, but that's gonna run you about $3.97. So next up is some terminal tackle, mostly from Eagle Claw. I'll talk about that in a minute. But the Eagle Claw snap swivels, you can get like a 20 pack of these. You can get one pack, and there's 20 in the pack for $1.36. Just really good value, and they work. And then next up is Eagle Claw snap-on bobbers. And those are going to be $1.96 for a 12 pack, I believe is in the pack. So, and then next up is Eagle Claw snelled hooks. So what that is like those like basically bait holding hooks with a bit of a leader on them. You're gonna want 2 packs of those because you'll lose some of them pretty quick. 2 packs of those, and there's 6 in each pack, so you'll get 12 for $2. So that's $1 per pack. So next up is Eagle Claw laser sharp extra wide gap 5-aught worm hooks. These are only $2.46 for like a 7-pack or something, but you need these. These will allow you to put all the soft plastics we'll talk about later on. You'll just be able to rig them all except the curly tail grubs. You'll be able to rig all the soft plastic you could really ever want on these worm hooks. So really the reason all this terminal tackle that I talked about was from Eagle Claw is because Eagle Claw just makes some really like high quality, inexpensive, like affordable, inexpensive like terminal tackle kits, like not kits really, just terminal tackle, just pieces of terminal tackle, really high quality. They make some good rods. They used to make some good rods, but yeah, now they make really just high quality, inexpensive terminal tackle. You can get like for a 20 pack of swivels from Walmart, it's gonna be $1.36, like I talked about. Just like really, really, really good for a beginner. It might not be the highest quality stuff, but it is just going to be really, really good to have in a beginner kit like this. So next up is really any pack of jig heads for under $3. You're going to be able to find, like, you will have no trouble finding a pack of jig heads for under $3. And that's just to rig those the curly tail grubs and the smaller worms that we'll talk about in a minute. So next up, we're getting into some of the lures here. Is it going to be, first up, we'll kind of start with topwater. But the Booyah Pad Crasher. So Booyah Bait Company, the Booyah Pad Crasher is like you're gonna get in a 1/2 ounce size. Really doesn't matter which color, the purple one, like the more purple color I've heard works really, really well. So that's gonna be $6.12. And you could get cheaper frogs. You can get a frog for like $4 at Walmart, where all this stuff is generally gonna be coming from. You can get one for $4 and it'll work, but just I've used the Booyah Pad Crasher and it works like really, really well. It doesn't let, like, water cannot leak into it like some other cheaper ones. As soon as you push the rubber down to reveal the hooks, as soon as you let go, it'll like immediately pop back up, which is what you want from a frog like that. So again, that's the Booyah Pad Crasher, 1/2 ounce, any color, and that's going to be $6.12. So next up is the Ozark Trail Popper Frog Color. So you'll see some Ozark Trail stuff on here. I'll talk about them more in a minute, but it's because it works and it's inexpensive. So this is the Ozark Trail Popper in Frog Color. So that's going to be $1.97 for one of them. I've used them. I've used all lots of Ozark Trail stuff from Walmart. It works. It's not the best. I'll talk about that more in a minute. But next up is Ozark Trail Crankbaits. So we're going to have two crankbaits on the list. They're at $1.97 each. They're the exact same crankbait from Ozark Trail, just different colors. So one color, they're both 1/3 ounce, which is really the only option you have from Ozark Trail. But so one color you're gonna get shad, which is just a really good thing to have, because I mean it imitates a bait fish really well, and so does perch. So perch is the other color you're gonna get. And if you're not gonna get those, you're gonna want to get like complete opposites of each. So these ones kind of look the same, but then you're gonna want to get complete opposites of each other. If you're not getting these two colors, you're gonna want to get like white and black, like complete opposites of each other. So like if one's not working, the other has a better chance of working. So those are both from Ozark Trail crankbaits, and that's gonna be $3.94. So $1.97 each for two of them. So next up is the Ozark Trail natural minnow jerkbait. So really, natural minnow is just the color, and it's a jerkbait. So there are some. This I'll start talking about Ozark Trail a bit here, but there are, I started off this list with some more expensive Rapala stuff. I did not know how expensive Rapala baits were. They can get pretty expensive. They can get like $15 for just like a little jerkbait. But so like basically the Ozark Trail minnow, the Ozark Trail natural, the Ozark Trail jerkbait is just basically it's the Ozark Trail cheap version of the Rapala X-Wrap, and then same thing with the Ozark Trail crankbaits. They're just a cheap version of the I think it's the Wrap Shad or the Shad Wrap. I forget which order that goes in, but it's a cheap version of that from Ozark Trail. So the reason there's a lot of Ozark Trail baits on here is because like they're inexpensive, they're much less expensive than Rapala, and they work. I've used all the baits that are on this list, and they work really, really well. Obviously, you'll have to trade the hooks out at some point because that's the reality of a cheaper bait like this. You're gonna have to trade the hooks out, which is fine. Really, you don't even have to. Like the hooks will get dull, but unless you're a professional bass fisherman. You will lose, like you will not hook into a few fish, but it's really not going to make much of a difference if you have a bit of a duller hook. So next up is the Cotton Cordell Super Spot. So this is a lipless crankbait. I have like three or four of them because they are awesome. They're $3 for one of them, and it's worth every penny of that. So yeah, Cotton Cordell Super Spot. It just has amazing action. You can cast a mile with it. I really, really like the Super Spot. So next up is any jigs for under under $4, and that's you're not gonna have any trouble finding like a 2-pack of jigs for $5 at Walmart. It's just kind of hard to look for that on the website. So next up is the Ozark Trail Inline Spinners. So this is basically essentially what these are is the Ozark Trail cheap version of Rooster Tails or MEPS. Basically, it's the cheap version of that, which is fine. I've used them. I have a bunch of them. They work. They look good. I've caught fish on them. So for three of them, so the best part is they're like 97 cents each. So for three of them, it's gonna run you $2.88 for three of them. And then the color, because you can switch colors too. So the colors you're gonna want to get is one orange and 1/16 ounce, and that'll take care of like any kind of trout you're gonna be fishing for, any kind of thing like that. And then one white 3/8 ounce, and that's gonna take care of your bass. And then one black 1/16, or sorry, one black also 3/8 ounce. And really what those are going to do is just allow you to, the white and black is just like complete opposites of each other, like I talked about before. So if like the white doesn't work, you can switch to the black and it'll have a better, like you'll have a better chance of catching fish that way. So like I said, Ozark Trail, 3 Ozark Trail inline spinner is going to be about $2.88. So next up is soft, I'm getting into the soft plastics category here. This is the Yum Grub Christmas tree color. So this is the equivalent of some more expensive Z-Man stuff, but obviously we're if you're on a $50 budget, you're not going to get the fancy curled any really any fancy soft plastics. You're not going to be putting them on a $50 budget list like this. So this is the Yum Grub Christmas tree color 2-inch curly tail grubs. Next up is the Yum Dinger 5-inch watermelon seed. So watermelon seed being the color there, and the 5-inch obviously being how long it is. This is basically a this is a Senko style bait, so just like a regular worm. So that's going to be so for the Christmas tree color for the sorry for the curly tail grub I mentioned before, it's going to be $1.36 for like an 18 pack, which is crazy, and then $2 for a 6 pack of Yum Dinger 5-inch watermelon seed worms at from Yum. And the next up is Yum Craws, 3-inch, like they're, I think they're about 3 inches long. They look like crayfish, but then you're going to get the assorted color pack because it's just like craws are something you want to have multiple colors of. So the reason all the soft plastics categories from Yum, the company, is because it's like not, it's not the most durable stuff. I'm sure it's not the best for the environment. Like some, like the, like rabid baits are like much better, but for if you're for a like a budget like a $50 budget list like this, you're not going to get the expensive soft plastics. And Yum, I just they work, they catch fish, I've caught fish on them, they're durable enough. And so next up is any spinnerbait that is $1 or under. That mean that may seem kind of crazy, but at most Walmarts, which is where all the stuff on this list is coming from, this is all kind of coming off the Walmart website and off of just like Walmart stores. But they're usually, most Walmarts will have a box of just like cheap spinner baits that are going to be $1 each. I have like 18 of them and they're so awesome. Like they're much better than you think a $1 spinner bait would be. And I don't even think that box, like the box I went, the Walmart I went to, I don't even think that was on sale. I think that's just how most Walmarts do. I think that's how most Walmarts sell their cheaper spinner baits. So that's all for the list. Altogether, this is going to add up to $49.63. So barely squeaking in under the, like barely getting in under $50. But it works. So, but it works. So, for $50, you can get all this. This will be a complete. This is just a complete kit, basically. This will take care of fishing anywhere. You can be fishing from a kayak with those crankbaits. You catch fish with the jigs too. You could be fishing from the shore with the frog. Or the inline spinners, you'll catch fish. So that's all for this episode of All Things Fishing, and I'll see you guys next week.